Hello and welcome to the graduate series of the Chatter Freelancer podcast, a special series where I give recent graduates from Glasgow Caledonian University a chance to let their personalities shine as they embark into the creative industries. In this episode, I'm joined by Luke Allen. Hello, Luke. How are you doing?
I'm great. You? It's great to be here, honestly.
Oh, no. Yeah. Thank you so much. Yeah, I'm so, honestly, I loved doing them last year as well. Like, it's just nice to speak to you guys when everything's done, because I imagine you're a bit more relaxed.
Definitely relieved. Definitely. it's a weird time, actually, because it's like it's full go for 2-4 years.
Yes.
And then it stops. I don't know what to do with yourself anymore.
I know, but you've got a couple of things, I guess. We've got the Caledonian Creates.
Yeah.
And Wednesday.
Should be fun.
Which will be a good
great chance for networking.
Great chance for networking.
Especially as a not graduate, but recently finished university.
Oh, big time. Because there'll be a lot of industry people there as well for you guys. And then you'll be able to showcase. Have you got... Because what did we have? So we had posters and we had a TV. And we were able to print off like little business cards and stuff. Have you been able to do that for this year? Or is it a bit different?
We had to do an exhibition piece.
Yes.
So it wasn't set out what everyone had to do. So I do remember last year everyone had... showreel and a poster.
Mm-hmm.
And that was shown individually.
Yeah.
I think this year everyone's showreels are shown and is a compilation on a big screen.
Yep.
I don't know if I like it as much. I might bring in my laptop and just show it next to all my work anyway.
Yeah, do it. It's your chance. Like,
yeah.
We had someone, one of the girls in my class was giving out sweets or something.
That's a good shout, to be honest.
It
brings everyone around to your desk.
Right. Don't tell anyone I told you that. I was like, he's going to be a nice surprise. And everyone's going, why not fucking think of that? Looks like,
I was thinking about that. It was a good idea.
You should. Malwam's the go-to or Skills.
Malwams, okay.
I mean, who doesn't love a Malwam? Do you know what I mean?
I love a Malwam.
Everyone loves a
Pinballs?
Malwam. Pinballs? Any sort of sweet, that'll do me. But yeah, you've picked... out of the questions that I sent you, just for anyone who's listening, I sent the students a bunch of questions and they're each picked 5. So the first question that you picked, Luke, was what made you want to be a designer? Which is quite an in-depth question.
Yeah, it's quite broad. but I think it started from when I was very young. I was always quite creative. I started out drawing. I loved just art in general. My granddad introduced me to all that kind of creative work, got me into painting, etc. As I got older, I found new ways of expressing myself through piano and bass guitar.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. I decided to just learn those self-taught.
Incredible.
And especially coming into college.
Mm-hmm.
College was a big sort of deciding factor for me.
Yeah.
Because at first I didn't really know what I wanted to do. I had to like all this, I knew I wanted to do something creative. That was the main thing. But I couldn't find that a specific course. Usually the people that were in my class went to, what was the name of it? City of Glasgow.
City of Glasgow, yeah.
I went to New College Lanarkshire where I did web design.
Oh,
and,
cool.
Digital design and web development, I think it was.
All right, nice. Whereabouts is that?
That was at New College Lanarkshire.
Where is that?
Motherwell College.
Motherwell, right, okay,
yeah,
cool.
Yeah, Motherwell College. Uh-huh. And obviously we did the web development, that's like the main thing.
Yeah.
But they also did, in the first year of the HNC, there was a lot of design elements too.
Mm-hmm.
And I much preferred all of that. I absolutely loved it. We did like movie posters and book covers, and
nice.
that was my favorite.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay, this is definitely what I want to do. I was interested in the web development stuff, but not as much as the design stuff. It felt like me.
Yeah.
And that was the deciding factor that eventually did draw me to this course in general.
Mm-hmm.
Honestly, this course has been absolutely fantastic, especially for that creative drive that I had within myself that I wanted to express and share more.
Mm-hmm.
It really helped sort of not only advance my skills,
yeah,
but also discover different parts, the creative parts of me.
Oh, you know? Amazing.
Yeah. I didn't know that I would enjoy, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. I think that's a testament to, like, how the course is, like, laid out, because mm-hmm. you are able to kind of dip your finger in different pies and, like, try motion graphics and mm-hmm. try web development and try branding and social media and things like that. So, like, what was your favourite sort of, like, what your skill that you learned?
So I did... kind of a testament to the stuff that I learned in college with the web development stuff. I did love UI, UX, etc. Mm-hmm. That was a big sort of fun thing for me.
Yeah.
So much to the point that I decided that for my Caledonian Creates exhibition piece that I wanted to create a sort of a kind of bougie design portfolio website for myself.
Okay, yeah.
And sort of developed that into an actual website, which I did do. It was part of the portfolio module in a way. But I decided I wanted to show that piece at Caledonian Creates because I was quite proud of it. Yeah, and also I absolutely love branding.
Yeah.
Branding's my favourite, actually, I think, because you're creating an identity.
Mm.
And I just love that. I think that's one of my favourite parts of design in mm-hmm. general.
Mm-hmm.
Advertising too, but branding comes first before anything else, I think.
Oh, it's like the fundamental thing. You need that visual identity before you can think about doing anything else. I resonate with you on that. Like, I love all the brand stuff. Like, that's where my bread and butter is for sure. So I'm so happy to hear that you found your sort of your pathway through all those different trial and errors of things that you were doing. And like, what did you receive any? So your next question was, did you receive any tough feedback, and how did you deal with it?
I think the main feedback that I got, which I didn't expect, and that's why I felt it was so tough,
uh-huh.
because it was like visceral.
Yeah.
Was when we were doing our honours project,
mm-hmm.
and I did my honours project on ME-CFS awareness, if you know ME-CFS.
No, what is it?
So ME-CFS, ME is myalgic encephalomyelitis. It's a post-viral immune disorder.
Oh, wow.
Which is something that I suffered with as well.
Oh, my goodness.
The young periods of my life.
Yeah.
It basically affects people. It makes them very tired, very dizzy, very ill
mm-hmm.
after exerting themselves mentally mm-hmm. or physically.
Okay.
It's like a big thing that goes unrecognized in a lot of cases. And uh-huh. that's what I wanted to focus in on for my honors project.
Yeah.
And basically, I created a set of posters, and in these posters, it had that's a lawnmower.
That's a fucking lawnmower again.
Yeah, exactly.
No, we'll just need to ignore it.
I created a set of posters, and in the posters, the main sort of identity was a picture of like a messy kind of bed, mm-hmm. because that's like a place of refuge for people who have this disease, disorder.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And I was presenting this in the class at the very last final honours presentation.
Uh-huh.
And it wasn't with anyone that we knew. It was with completely different people, not tutors in the university or anything. And they were looking at it. And one of the first things that they said, it looks like an e-commerce poster from far away. And I was like, oh. I suppose it could be taken that way. I think I justified it well at the time, though, and I knew that it was everything you're gonna do is to a certain extent incomplete.
Yeah.
Anyway, and there's always room for further development.
Mm-hmm.
Especially with sort of mentor feedback.
Yep.
In fourth year, mentors mm-hmm. were a great help.
Mm-hmm.
I had Graham from Jam Hot.
Oh, what a guy.
Yeah.
What guy.
He really liked the work that I did, and he said that further work could be using people to make it more of like an identity thing mm-hmm. instead of the beds that I'd used for symbolism,
mm-hmm.
which... probably didn't work out, especially with that feedback.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, that's kind of how I justified myself. And I didn't, it was probably the toughest feedback that I got, or some of the toughest feedback. At the same time, it does help.
Oh, because absolutely.
It's a place where you need that feedback in order to progress your ideas and your creativity and how you approach different problems.
Yes.
I think, and although it was tough at the time, it definitely helps me think more critically about what I'm doing at the same time, because I think that's something that I struggle with a lot, especially in creative work.
It's easy to be your own worst critic, like big time.
Sometimes you get too tunnel visioned and stuff.
Yeah,
and it's really hard to get out of that. You need the outsider's opinion, even if they're not a designer, if they're not a designer.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. That kind of leads me on nicely to that next question that you picked, was how do you handle creative block? Like how, because that's something that I really experience a lot. And I think that it can be amplified when you are being really critical of yourself and then you're like, oh my God, but I'm actually in a creative block as well. And I'm just like, it's having a bit of a pity party. But yeah, how do you handle creative block yourself? And how did you handle it in university if you ever experienced it?
I experienced it a lot, actually.
Mm.
I think the first thing you have to do is step away. That's the biggest thing. Go out on a walk. Go and look at things that have nothing to do with what you're doing. My sort of attitude to creative block. Sorry if I'm spinning in my chair.
Spinning your chair. I'm a fidgeter as well.
Definitely. What is sort of my attitude towards creative block, how I've sort of sorted out in my mind, is that it's easy to get so focused on something that you lose sight of sort of the reason why you're doing it in the first place.
Mm-hmm.
I think that stepping away from doing something in order to sort of remember why you're doing it is a really big thing, because then the inspiration comes back. If it's something that you really want to do and if it's something that you're really passionate about, you always need to remind yourself why you're doing it in the first place.
Yeah.
And I think that's a really big way of handling creative block.
Yeah.
Stepping away, not being too tough on yourself, but also reminding yourself why you're doing it.
Totally agree. What a fucking fantastic answer to that question. I totally, that's something I do as well when I'm feeling that creative block. I just need to just fucking remove myself from any sort of screen, any, like, just find inspiration in something else. Like, I find a lot of inspiration from people, and I think being at university and having all my classmates around me and things like that really helped me when I was in creative block, because you could just kind of get it out of it together. You could just be like, guys, I'm really not feeling this right now.
Yeah, exactly.
Can we go to something?
I know. I made a lot of friendships through this course, which I'm really happy about.
Yeah.
And they were also sort of a driving factor in helping me finish, which I'm really grateful for at the same time.
That's so nice to hear.
Another sort of idea that was given to me about creative block, I just remembered, was through, I'm a mentor as well. He sort of works with what I'm saying already, but Graham from Jam Hot kept saying to me, always have your North Star, which is the main idea, the main sort of driving force for why you're doing this specific project, or sort of just even just professionally, just creatively, always have something that's keeping you going. What else?
I like that sentiment. That's lovely. That's lovely.
And Gab as well. Gab was great for inspiration.
Oh yeah, events. Yeah.
I went to two Gabs in my university then, and they were both great.
It's hard to get a bloody ticket.
You have no idea.
Hell.
Actually, I got a ticket. Thank fuck. The second time around, it was sold out in 10 minutes. 10 minutes.
Oh my God. The Oscars or something.
Exactly. Yeah. I was really surprised, because I was coming to university and it was like 5 past 10 and it went on sale at 10. And I was like, oh, maybe I should check that out. It said unavailable.
No.
And I was like, guy, you need to check this out. And I think only three of us in the class got a ticket.
Oh.
Three people in the class got a ticket. Thankfully, Helen, our lecturer, reached out and managed to secure two tickets.
Good.
And their names were picked out of a hat, but even then, because everyone wanted to go still.
At least to get a bigger venue.
Yeah, exactly.
So, like, you can have, like, an absolute tribe coming in. Because like, all the students clearly love it, because I go on about it as well. And if, like, yeah, if there was a way to get more students to that, that would be insane, because it's such a good, great event. Another question you picked was, share a fun fact about yourself. Like,
ooh, well, I've covered a couple already, haven't I? Play bass guitar. I'm a really big fan of bass guitar.
What's your favourite genre of music to
metal.
Play?
Nice. I love metal music. I generally like most kinds of music anyway, but metal's always been there for me, especially since sort of teen days listening to Linkin Park.
Yeah.
I love that band. I love that band so much. But yeah, I think it's not a fun fact. I've already mentioned it, but it's something that I'm proud of myself for getting through, which was coming through the other end of having ME/CFS. Because that affected me, like, a lot when I was smaller.
Yeah, no wonder.
12 to about 18, 19, I was...
Holy shit.
I missed out in high school. I was... Some of the best years of my life I missed out on because of having that.
But yeah,
I'm so proud of myself for coming this far and graduating from uni. I thought I would never do it because of that.
Yeah. I was going to say, like, you must feel incredible. Like,
not
having been at high school and then you've got a degree now.
Yeah.
Which is great.
I feel sick.
Don't be sick.
Not that way. You know what I mean.
That's incredible, though. Like, yes.
Like, awesome sick.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, right. Okay, yeah. So I think I'm just going to spew.
No.
I get you, right. Yeah, yeah, yeah. No, that's an incredible achievement.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Truly.
It's something that I constantly remind myself of, even though it was really hard. It's something that I've gotten through, and that makes me feel really good about myself. Yeah.
And then you're able to use your skills to maybe do something in that space. Like, you've got the knowledge there, you've got the experience, now you've got this skill set to be able to, you know.
Learned a lot of different stuff I didn't even know about it through my honours project as well. So
amazing.
Yeah.
I love that. So many of you guys have done honours projects that have been really sort of...
diverse.
And like very empathetic, like very selfless. Like David was mentioning, he did his own BSL. Which is incredible.
Part of the Science Society.
Yeah, and it's just like that selflessness is, I think, can make really great designers. So, I'm excited to see what you get up to. So, like, how do you feel then about going into industry?
First and foremost, it's a mix of being shit scared and really excited.
Yeah,
I mean, I've started applying to places, but at the same time, I'm like, oh god, I'm not good enough. It's really bad to say that. It's really bad mentally to say that.
Yeah.
But at the same time, I've just come out of university. It's like 17 days out of university, and I'm like, will I get a job? I don't know.
When I was leaving, I was like, you've got experience because you've been doing all these amazing projects for the last 2 years. Mm-hmm. And like, you've, you know, worked with BBC, Multiply, Hydrogen, Scoot.
It's been so valuable.
Yeah. Do you know what I mean? So it's like, you have a portfolio of experience.
Yeah.
You can do the work. So it's just about, you know, portraying yourself and getting yourself out there to land the job. And I know it's not easy right now. Like, it's...
No, yeah.
Quite scarce at the minute. It's very competitive. It is, cause, like, if you think about it, like, you've got all the students in your class and then whatever other design courses there are in other universities too, competing for the job roles, and it's a bit crazy out there at the minute.
Although I do think that it has been mentioned quite a lot that a lot of sort of creative design agencies really value this course in particular.
Big time. Definitely.
It's a fantastic course. There's so much industry involvement that, like, I knew there was going to be industry involvement. I didn't expect it to that level.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm so grateful for that. It's such a great course.
Yeah. Oh, you see, I could sing to the cows come home about how good this course is. We might be a bit biased, but you know, we've been through it. And we know it is. I totally agree with you. Like, I think that will stand you in good stead for when you are applying for more jobs and, you know, hopefully, fingers crossed, touching wood, getting interviews, and you'll be able to talk about, you know, I've done a collaboration project with this player through university and I've got all this, and then you've got it all in your portfolio as well, and you can use this podcast episode that you've, you know, have spoken about it, like, sort of thing.
Digital, so
like,
business cards.
Love that. That's a great idea. No, but it's true. Like, so I think, yeah, I get the feeling of being nervous and excited at the same time. It's a nervous and exciting time. Like, you know, you're such a high right now.
Yeah, I don't think anyone wouldn't be nervous at this time. So I think it's the appropriate reaction.
Totally agree.
You know, I think I'll get there. I hope I'll get there.
You will. I mean, you've gotten this far. Like, you know what I mean? Like, you know, it's only, you know, going further.
Just keep applying.
Yeah, it's the best you can do. It's the best.
Post on LinkedIn.
Post on LinkedIn and keep applying, absolutely.
That's what Ashley Robertson was saying to me. Post on LinkedIn, don't stop.
Don't, literally get, please, take that.
Talk about your dog.
Yeah, talk about anything.
Yeah.
Literally anything. But yeah, and the ultimate question for you, Luke, is what is your movie of the week in the tastiest pie you've ever had? Now, it can be your movie of the week, or it can be your favourite movie of all time, or it can be both.
I'm always troubled by the question of my favourite movie.
Like, everybody is. Like, it's so hard to answer.
I have my favourite movie for sort of emotional reasons.
Yep.
Which is Tron Legacy. If you know Tron Legacy.
That is ancient, isn't it? How old is that film?
2010, I think it came out.
Oh, it feels older than that.
No, the original Tron movie came out in 1980s, 1990s.
Right, okay. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
The sequel came out in 2010.
I can't remember the story.
I was obsessed with that movie when I was like 9 years old.
I love it.
That was my favourite movie for such a long time. Mm-hmm. And it was a big movie for me and my dad, especially, like, bonding over it, because he watched the first one when it came out.
Yeah.
And I watched the second one with him when it came out.
Oh, brilliant.
And for that reason, I think that's my ultimate favourite movie.
Mm-hmm.
Favourite other movie, objectively, I think Blade Runner 2049. Love that one. Interstellar. You know, I like sci-fi.
Yeah, there's a theme here.
Yeah, there is, isn't there? Pie. Pies. I'm really basic. I think like a chicken pot pie.
Oh.
Yeah.
Crispy.
Yeah.
Crispy pastry.
I don't eat beef or pork, so tend to stick with the sort of the basic things.
Chicken.
Yeah.
Oh, I haven't had a chicken pie in ages. Oh, I love a good chicken pie. Oh, yum. I'm so hungry.
How about you?
Me?
Is it Kelly pie?
Whatever. I know, it always changes. I actually just had a pie at the weekend there. In Sky, and it was venison and red wine.
To Sky.
Yeah, it was beautiful.
I did see that. It looked beautiful.
It was amazing.
Do you enjoy yourself?
Loved it.
Fantastic.
I would highly recommend if you haven't been.
I haven't been.
So good.
Need to visit more of Scotland.
You do you drive?
I do drive, yeah.
Oh, you've got no excuse. Get in that car. Got to get the car and just drive. It's honestly phenomenal. Like, and it's so close to home. Like, and the drive itself is amazing as well. So, yeah, venison and red wine pie I had. And I had it with like, mint mash, gravy and wedges. And I was in heaven. I was sitting on the top of a hill with the sun beaming down and a pie. And I was like, this is heaven. I can't get any better than this.
Makes me want to cry.
Yeah, I nearly had a wee cry. I nearly did.
Sounds amazing.
It does. It was incredible. But before we head off, Luke, is there anything you want to say, anything you want to mention, any advice you want to give, anything that you I haven't asked you that you would like to say?
Closing statement. Don't really have anything. Be positive, be creative, do what makes you happy.
Sensational. Get that on a t-shirt. I love that. Is that what you would say to like someone coming into the course for the like third year?
Any creative person who feels like,
a bit of an imposter.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. Imposter syndrome's prevalent in this industry, isn't it?
It's just seeping its way through everything.
Yeah.
It really is. That's like a whole other podcast. Like, oh yeah, totally. But that's lovely advice. Nice, short to the point. I like a nice to the point advice. But thank you so much. Where can people find
have
you?
Anything philosophical or anything?
No, that's okay. But wait, if they want to connect with you, where can they find you?
So Luke Allen on LinkedIn. My website is
Allen with an E.
Allen with an E. A-double-L-E-N. Lallen.digital, so Lallen.digital, that's my website.
Awesome.
You can find my Instagram on there too. Awesome. Etc.
Fabulous. I will link all of those in description as well for people. And thank you so much for coming on and chatting with me.
Thank
I appreciate
you for
it.
Having me.
You're very welcome.
I love this. This was great.
Good. I love it.